This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, truly, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's 3,000 other stations out there, but you've chosen this one, and I do very much appreciate that, more than you know. And there's so much I can have fun with tonight. There's so much I can play with out there. I'm still amazed. Now, I know some of you are saying, and I'm not going to tell you I believe you or don't believe you, whatever. But I'm still amazed at how many people out there, even though screaming that this is funded by Soros and, you know, it's being fueled by Soros and all that other stuff and fueled by left-wing groups, I'm still amazed at what these people are getting away with. Can you imagine if this was the right wing out there, if Hillary had won and this was, and they'd be out there right now screaming, see, we told you what these people were like. We told you what would be happening if these people... If Trump lost, what was going to happen? He needs to come out and say he's accepted it, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Gag me, gag me, gag me. We would have heard all this. And what are we hearing from Obama and Hillary? Where is she? She might be in the middle of a mental breakdown right now. What? She's looking, yes, she is probably looking for a new country. When you see those 12 planes take off from LaGuardia at the same time, with the old Hillary signs in the back, you know they've been loaded up and they're on their way out. But, you know, last week, some of you took offense at the fact that I blamed the parents for what these kids are doing. Can you help me figure this out? If you parents didn't give these kids a solid foundation, not what you think is a foundation, but a real solid foundation. Now, I'm not blaming you 100% because, you know, they go to school. But there had to be signs. If you sent them to a liberal school and allowed them to keep going, why would you do that? Did you go in and complain? Did you push back? Did you make a difference? What did you do to make sure little Johnny and little Susie had information from both sides, conservative and liberal sides of the issue? Again, since when did me telling you I don't agree with abortion means that I hate women? Since when did me telling you that I don't believe in same-sex marriage means I hate people that are gay or lesbian? When did that happen? Don't let me start by saying the First Amendment is a wonderful thing, isn't it? It shows us, it allows us to publicly protest against things our government or companies do that we feel are against our laws. They hurt people who can't stand up for themselves. Right? Or that we just simply feel plain wrong. You know, when the government's doing something wrong, company does something wrong, we've got the right to protest. And that's good. Right? I see, for years, I think out here in L.A., there was a hospitality protest going on. Strike. But I'm not even so sure it was a strike. I think they did it in a protest form. And there were people walking with signs in the street corners in front of major hotels making the hotels very uncomfortable. It was not a strike, now that I think about it. And they really, they went about it the right way. They did the protest. And it helped move their cause forward because it wasn't violent. It wasn't ignorant. It was the right thing. They did it the right way. And that's okay to do then. But, you know, right now what these young people don't realize is you get the right to do this. You get the right to protest because of a group of men who protested the way the colonies were being treated by the King of England. Think about that. We've seen protests all through the years. My first memories were of the Vietnam War protests. Remember those? I remember actually seeing mostly young people in the streets walking and chanting against the war. It was really cool. You know, yeah, they had their face painted. They were wearing goofy missile suits and all that other stuff. It's all quite legal. I remember seeing videos about Martin Luther King Jr., the marches for true black equality. And in those, I did see violence. But it was mostly against the protesters by authorities. That was very wrong. It was not the right way to handle that. Our government stepped over the line there. Now, over the years, the only real protest we've seen is when, you know, unions feel they're not getting paid enough. They protest at businesses. They're usually peaceful. Right? You got a few violent outbreaks here and there. But come on, people, in all honesty, they're usually peaceful. But now we've taken protesting to a whole new height. I've renamed protesting, when it comes to the left, rioting. Yeah, that's right. It's really not a protest. They know they're going to slide right from protest to riot. That's what I'm going to call it from now on. You see, these people now feel that they can riot under the guise of a protest. But let me tell you what, since I'm not the most educated person in the room, I'm sure. A protest in the dictionary is defined as the act of objecting or a gesture of disapproval. We all know what that could be. Especially a usually organized public demonstration of disapproval, a complaint, an objection, or display of unwillingness, usually to an idea or a course of action, or an objection made to an official or government body of a sport. Right? It's pretty simple. I probably didn't read it right, but you can look it up yourself. It's pretty simple. Now, let's not confuse that with a riot. I don't see how you can easily confuse either one of them or how one even bleeds into the other. The definition of a riot, and I'm not talking about the laughing riot, will be explained to you when we come back from break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up after this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. I don't care how you do it. Hop up to the website, give me your email address. You know, I mean, and some of you are doing it. I really do appreciate the time that you're doing it, time you spend doing it. And again, I do very much appreciate it. Yeah, you can send me an email. If you don't want to be on the show and you're afraid to get involved in the chat room or do any of that crazy stuff, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I want to welcome Bruce from Ohio. Bruce, hopefully you were the one driving all those votes for Mr. Trump out there. I mean, seriously, this is I love how the left is having a mental meltdown. I mean, extremely mental, not a little bit, an extreme mental meltdown. They are trying to find every reason as to why they failed, except for the obvious one. Right? I'll get back to my piece in a minute. Every reason they can to to find out how this went sideways. Had to be Comey. Had to be Comey's paperwork. Had to be the letter that he wrote. Had to be, I mean, it's like, no, it didn't have to be any of that. How about you just failed? How about you just ignored your base? I mean, come on. For years I've been hearing about how Republicans are for the rich and Democrats are for the poor. You know, Mrs. Clinton, she didn't visit the poor. She visited the select poor, the select downtrodden, at select churches and communities that they told her she needed to go to. But the ones that she was sure that she had locked up that she ended up losing in the end, she was. And I'll tell you what, I don't care how much I love you. I don't care how much I'm on your side or whatever, whatever, whatever. Right? You take me for granted, you're done. You could be married 30, 35 years. You start taking that woman or that guy for granted, it won't take long now, won't it? Come on, give it some thought. And I've got friends in the Democrats that told me, this is why I knew he was going to win. I have Democrats that are friends of mine, hardcore Democrats that I can't vote for her. I don't know if I can vote for him, but I sure as heck can't vote for her. And then in the end, when they start realizing it's just a throwaway vote if they give it to Johnson or anybody else. Right? I mean, come on. It's a little common sense. It's not a whole bunch of common sense, just a little. And look at what we've done to these young people. And again, I keep telling you, I blame it on us conservatives. I blame the fact that we have abdicated our responsibilities for education to the liberals. You want to know why it's so bad? You want to know why history's not being taught? You want to know why these things are happening the way they happen? Where are you? Who do you know that's a conservative that's supporting education or involved in education? As I've told you guys many a times, I'm a conservative trustee, fairly large school district in Southern California. And you know what? I don't feel the love. A lot of times my conservative friends, the ones that voted for me to go in, will ask me why something's going on. I go, okay, so where were you? Did you show up? Did you come help me? I needed your help. I needed your support. And you weren't there for me. You might have voted for me, whoopee ding. That's good. I need the vote. Don't get me wrong. I need more than your vote. I need your support, too. A lot of us need your support. And in a lot of ways. I got a friend of mine that's in the California legislature. He's a Christian guy. We have voted before, after, and during all his elections. And I'm sure he's voting. He's praying otherwise. But we've prayed throughout all those things. And I send him text messages. I call him from time. So where are we at? What are you doing? Are you going to church? Are you doing your Bible study? Where are you at? Because I want to make sure he doesn't forget. You know, it's easy for some of these people to say, hey, you know, this was a miracle of God. God got us here. God made it happen. God, right? But guess what? It doesn't mean anything when after you go, okay, God, I got it now. That just sucks. It's not the way to do it. All right, sorry. Anyway, let me get back to my... No, I'm not going to get back to it either. You know, I'm watching what's going on in the streets. And here's this thing. Because we're talking about rioting anyhow. Remember, I gave you the definition of protesting. And the definition of rioting is very simple. It's a one-liner. It's a situation in which a large group of people behave in a violent and uncontrolled way, which basically says that 85% of the protests are now riots, which is why I now call them priots. Come on, think about this. This is exactly what they're doing. Hillary supporters are calling for the assassination of Mr. Trump. Right? They're burning down, they're burning cars. They're destroying cars. They're looting. They're rioting. But yet, the big fear was that Trump's people were violent. And then we hear how some Trump people, you know, notice how mainstream media is still ignoring everything Hillary supporters do. Anything the left does is ignored. Anything the right does is magnified. I'm sorry, the negative stuff is magnified. We have two kids in blackface in front of two kids, two little punks who claim to be Trump supporters in blackface in front of a Confederate flag, and they're making a big deal out of the fact that, hey, look, these are Trump supporters. Well, how about all these ingrates in the streets right now, again, that are burning things down, that are calling for the assassination of Trump? They're looting, they're rioting, they're beating up people who voted for Trump, and what are they? They're just citizens. They're just good patriots trying to blow off some smoke. Are we serious? Is that real? And you're going to let them get away with that? What are you doing about it? Based on what I've seen, most of the protests are really riots. We've watched over the recent years many protests break out because a conservative speaker comes to a school, comes on campus, they want to speak to the students. A display for sanctity of life is presented on campus. Supporters of illegal immigrants decide authorities should ignore the law. And now the constitutionally elected president is not the one they want. So now they have a right to protest. Wouldn't it be great if our people came out to protest? What are you going to have, tens of thousands of people in the street fighting each other? That's what ultimately what would happen. You get in those situations, it gets out of control hard and fast. Every one of these protests has turned into a riot. That's probably because most of these people missed their anger management class, you know. Decide if they don't get what they want, it gives them a right to be violent. And please, don't give me the liberal garbage that these people are frustrated, right? They feel the system didn't work for them, blah, blah. Guess what? He's just going to have to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, that music is good. Means we're getting paid. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. All right, ladies. Those days are gone. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. And I'm talking about the roller rink with the lights and the whole nine yards. Yeah, the disco ball and ladies dance or whatever, ladies skate or whatever. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Okay, back at it, because I don't believe in letting this stuff just hang out. You know, this is a big deal for me. And some of you guys in the, Facebook feed, you're talking about the parents. I've been talking about this for, and I get heat for it. My wife will tell you, I've been talking about this for years. Right, you can't just blame this on the kids. You can't just blame it on the educators. Where were the parents when these kids were in school? This is not new. This has been going on forever. These little snowflakes didn't just show up one day because a professor told them that's the way they needed to be. No, 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 no. I was just talking to this about somebody today about how these are the parents that called the coach and said, stop yelling at my kid. These were the parents that pushed for no outs. These were the parents that pushed, you know, I could go through the whole list of things these parents push for. And then with little Johnny, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to be a little white guy here, sorry, just take it for what it's worth. And then when little Johnny got in trouble, it was a parent that went to try to get the kid. Instead of the kid, you know, the child, the student, whatever, you get an F, you know, I would never go home with an F. Are you out of your mind? My dad, there would have been two things that happened. My mom, too. One I won't say because you'd tell me how terrible they were. But number two is it'd be like, get back, and this thing, you better come back with another grade and better not be an F. I knew better. It was like, okay, well, you know, you ever get on your knees and beg? This would be one of the times, right? You look at the teacher and you're going, come on, come on, come on. Please, 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 please. Help me out here. What do I need to do to get this F to C-? I just need to get a C-. And usually the answer, well, Messina, if you study, it might not have been a problem for you. And I could usually talk to them and let me take the test again, but the best I could ever get was a C. Even I aced the darn thing. But that left me up to it. Left me to push it through. Look, I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but there's people that know me, people around me who tell you, it is very hard to stop me or slow me down. If I think I'm right, that wall is not going to get in my way. And again, it doesn't make me better than you or anybody else out there. It just means that my parents were very much into, and not just my parents, my people around, the people around me, my uncles, my aunts. You know, they would challenge you on a regular basis. Yes, they would challenge you. Oh, my God, can't do that today. Challenging is getting Johnny to really remember to flush the toilet when he's done. That's the challenge. So, when Barack Obama got elected the first time, I was upset, but I wasn't, like, irritated. Whatever. We didn't work hard enough. We didn't get it done. We didn't stand a chance. Whatever you wanted to use. But when he got elected the second time, yeah, I was mad. I knew he was going to get elected. You can go back and check the shows. I was arguing with some well-known commentators, and they were telling me there's no way that could happen. I guess, oh, yeah, there is. Because you've got people that are not well-educated, number one. And number two, you have people on the right side that have that same exact attitude that, oh, there's no way we can lose. So the minute you get that cocky and you come up with that, you lose. Now, both times that Barack Obama was elected, didn't work for me. None of us went to the streets. None of us protested the election. Now, there were some protests for recounts because some people perceived there was voter fraud. They wanted it checked. But people weren't beaten because they voted for somebody other than, or because they voted for Barack. Police cars weren't vandalized. CVS stores weren't burnt to the ground. There were people carrying bullhorns and signs and screaming. You're right. The generation you see out there, that they're prioting. Right? They're a generation of it's all about me. I didn't get mine. Mommy, come save me. These are spoiled brats. I know some of you are irritated at me because I'm broad brushing. Even some of my friends are irritated at me for broad brushing like this. But give me a different name. I'll wait. Seriously, give me a different name. Give me a different, I don't know, what would you call them? And please don't call them patriotic Americans that are just protesting. Because again, once you start doing damage, you know, to other people's property, you're no longer protesting. It's a riot. You should be arrested. It's that simple. You should be arrested. No, not for protesting, for damaging public property, for damaging private property, for rioting. Okay, again, these were the kids you saw, like I said last week, these were the kids you saw throwing that temper tantrum in the supermarket. You guys who said earlier, it's the parents. This part of it is the parents. You parents that gave in to every little whim to shut your kid up or to give him what he wanted because you want them to be happy, you created these monsters. Your child, happiness is a temporary state. Look it up. So you parents that gave your kids the toy, the candy bar, the cereal that they wanted, because you know most of the time that's what the kids are throwing a fit. Mom won't put the proper cereal in the box. Mom won't give them the candy bar that they want. And again, I'm not blaming the mother for everything. I'm just saying, you know, most of the time it's the mother who spends time with the kids, and dad's not there to support either. It's like, honey, give him what he wants. Shut him up. I just got home. I don't want to deal with this kid the minute I walk in the door. That's not parenting. I always say that, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, the kids didn't ask for you. Right? When that little creation came together, you go, yeah, you know what? I want Joe for a parent. They didn't do it. It didn't work that way. You decide to have kids. Get off your butt and take care of them. Don't create these little monsters that the rest of us have to put up with and look at you and shake our head like, okay, whatever, he's a human being, I guess he's okay. No, it's not okay. I go to meetings with... I want to be careful because people know who I'm talking about. But bottom line with this, you're a little brat. Just because you don't think it is, you think your kid's allowed to express himself no matter what he's doing, not true, and it ain't right. So, again, you gave your kid the cereal they wanted, you gave the candy bar they wanted, you gave them all the toys they wanted while they were pitching a fit. You've created this. These are the kids whose parents pressured sports groups and school boards to stop taking scores. No outs in baseball. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a turn at bat. Football coaches shouldn't raise their voices at the kids. And dodgeball's too nasty of a sport. And not because the ball hurts when it hits you. Because it singles out a certain child to be hit with the ball. You betcha. That's the whole idea. Take out the good ones quick and early, and then move your way to the back of the list. Those kids that you raised are now called snowflakes. You're wasting my taxpayer dollars on college campuses because we need to buy puppies and little kitties and fluffy pillows and have rooms painted white with soft couches. These are the kids who require trigger warnings before they take a class. Look at what you've created. This is not okay. As I said earlier, this the group of women the group of young girls, because I don't believe ladies would do this, who asked a Harvard Law School to remove references from rape from one of the criminal law classes because they were uncomfortable with the term. We've raised a group of children, that can't deal with any adversity whatsoever. We gave these kids $500 iPhones. I mean, I'm dating myself here, but what? $200 Jordans. Right? I mean, the kids walked around. Look at most of those kids in the late 80s and 90s, they walked around with more clothes and stuff on their body than I had as a whole wardrobe when I was a kid. The two most expensive things I owned growing up was my drum set and my car. And guess who paid for them? Me! You know, it was a big deal to have $30 to fill the tank and have a couple of six-packs for the weekend. That was a big deal. And you know what? I paid for those, too. I worked a job early on in life. I learned about capitalism early on in life. Oh, I will get to this story eventually, I promise. I'm Sheldon, senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room. Don't go far. Lots more after the break.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Seriously, always. And you know what? Who was that fellow last week that tweeted? Was it not Uber? What company was that that tweeted out that? Grubhub. And you guys did a great, I'm not saying this is all my listeners, but you guys did a fantastic job. Because he had to come back out and say, my lack of judgment and offensive commentary, I wish you all well. Bullpuckies. Don't cut him any slack. He knew exactly what he was doing. It wasn't a lack of judgment. See, here's my argument with the libs on a regular, I know, I'll get to the story in a minute, I promise. Here's my argument all the time. They come out at me like in masses because I'm on a school board and they know I'm a conservative Christian and I speak my mind and I don't do it out of hate. I always do it in a loving way. I always do it in just a matter of fact loving way. They hate it. It makes them crazy. And I love when I look at you know the dog that hears that sound nobody else can hear? And he kind of cocks his head like he's totally confused, but you can tell there's something going on there. That's what they look like when I say to them, you have 24 other elected officials, two-thirds of them think exactly like I do. You see them start looking at you and go, but you don't know it. I'm the only guy that has the guts to let you know how I feel. So apparently you're okay with somebody's belief system, even if it's worse than mine, as long as they keep it between their ears and you never find out about it. So you're good with deceit. And they get that puppy dog look. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. But they know where I stand. See, they don't have to worry about what I'm going to say or do. They already know what I'm going to say or do. And I can't think of any, and I've never been called on the carpet for anything that I've said or said I was going to do that I didn't do. So, again, I mean, I don't know for sure. We all make mistakes. We all forget stuff. But they truly do. They're okay with you lying and being deceitful to them as long as they don't know. Apparently, it's okay. It's like that. It's like the ostrich thing, right? You know, you see the picture of the ostrich, his head in the sand, can't see anything, doesn't know anything's going wrong. Or what's that other one too? The king has no clothes, or whatever has no clothes. Remember that? The emperor has no clothes. But nobody had the guts to tell him because they're all idiots. I'll tell him. Where is he? Get him on the phone. There you go. I'm good with that. So, yes, I'm going to finish this up, I promise. The trophy kids are at it again. They won't stop. You know what I'm saying? Because I went off on that rant. I went off. Okay, so anyway. You parents, right? All you parents that had to fix it for your kids. Every one of you that wanted to keep your child from feeling bad, having those moments, right? You didn't want little Johnny, little Susie, yes, I'm sorry, I'm going down that road, too bad. You didn't want them to have anything negative in their lives. You set them up for failure. Yeah, you did. And that's not coming from Joe Messina. I can give you a psychobabble paper from hundreds of psychologists, child psychologists across the country, and will tell you that. You set your child up for failure. But because my little theory is that you didn't like it when you were a kid. You didn't like feeling bad, so you went out of the way to make your kid not feel bad by doing everything you could possibly do, short of wiping, and even that you did, wiping their butts for them so they wouldn't have to feel bad about anything they did. You set them up for failure. You set them up for continual disappointment in their lives. Right? Because you don't want anybody to feel bad. That is impossible on this planet for somebody not to feel bad about something. Look, if your child loves animals and you love animals and you've taught them to be a vegetarian and you feel bad every time you see somebody with a hamburger, right, because you know a cow has been killed, don't come around me. Your kid will be crying 24/7. And if you think little pigs are cute and shouldn't end up on your plate next to your eggs, don't come around me. Because your child is going to feel bad. You're going to feel really bad. You're going to set your child up for disappointment. Remember that clip that we played of that girl that went into the restaurant and tried to make everybody feel bad for eating eggs? Remember, you're eating somebody's child, and you've taken that child, been taken away. Oh, it was hilarious. They was rolling around, so were the people in the restaurant. And she was getting madder because they weren't on her side, just like they're doing now. This is what you did to your child. Hey, I got news for you. Yeah, you parents are now fuming at me. Let me give you a piece of reality here, okay? Little Johnny, he's not so special. There's nothing special about little Johnny except to you. You're the only one who thinks he's special. Unless he's got some talent that nobody else has got. See, you make the kid special when he can't keep up with everybody else because you want him to have a trophy. Right? He doesn't run as fast. He can't go as quick. He doesn't catch as well, but you want him to have a trophy. Right? He's even less special at times. There will not always be the one. Someone else in school will get a higher mark. Someone else in school is going to beat them in the 100-meter race. Someone else in school is going to score more points if someone else will get the internship at the prestigious law firm. Someone else will do it better. Someone else is going to become king or queen of the prom. Someone else is stronger. Someone else is faster. Someone else is better than your child. It's okay. Right? It's okay for them to lose. It's okay for them to feel bad. It's okay for them to understand that somebody's better than them. You know why? Because it gives them a reason to try harder, to be better, to be the one. To be the one singled out maybe by the boss to get a bonus, to get a little perk because of the extra work that they did. That is all okay. If you don't think it is, the problem's with you. Not your child, not the system. The problem's with you. You did this to your child. And it's sad. Very sad. Think about the confusion that's going on in the Democratic Party right now. Or the Democrat Party. I don't want to call it the Democratic Party. Think about the confusion that's going on. They are sitting there scratching their heads. Now, some of them have already written it off to, like I said earlier, Comey and the FBI and this and that and the other people and all this. Geez, you know, isn't it funny, almost in every election, you never hear about voter fraud by the Republicans. You ever notice that? When they find those things, when they find the voter fraud, isn't it almost interesting that all the dead people seem to vote Democrat? As Joel Brenner said, he's a puzzlement. You know, I don't get it. But yet, we're the ones that are always doing something wrong. So you never hear that. We're always looking at you after. We're always looking at the Dems to look at what precincts, you know, got 115% voter turnout. We're always looking at some of those precincts that have, what, 120, 140, 160-year-old people voting. I want to know what's in the water. I want to know where they're at so I can find out what they're eating. I mean, heck, to be 150 years old and still be able to make it to poll? You can read the ballot? You can sign the ballot? You can poke the hole? I mean, my God, what great shape they must be in, huh? We got to take, you don't take the country back by simply being violent. You don't take the country back by sticking our fingers in the eyeballs of the people on the left. You take our country back by taking your rightful places on school boards, water boards, city councils, by taking your rightful places in the education system. Okay? I can only talk from a Christian perspective. You take your rightful places in Sunday school and with young kids, and you learn what the Bible says about government and about God's principles, and you teach that to your kids. It must be the same in a synagogue. I don't know. See, again, not making fun of the other religions. I just don't know, and I would sure they have an equivalent. All right? You got to get engaged and get involved. You have to help raise these kids. Now, I don't want to steal a term from the left, but I will anyway. Right? It takes a village. It doesn't necessarily take a village to raise the child. But it wouldn't hurt you to help keep the village idiot from becoming the village drunk. All right, let's see if we can have some fun with this real quick. Alabama mayor creates a GoFundMe to send anti-Trump celebrities to Mexico. I'm sure there's plenty of people who give to that. What are they up to, like $300 million already? I mean, an Alabama mayor has a message for celebrities who pledged to leave the U.S. if Donald Trump was elected president. Please don't pledge. Now you've got to carry through. But they're all a bunch of liars. It won't matter anyhow. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, he says. Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan posted a message on his Facebook page announcing that the creation of a GoFundMe page to raise money to purchase bus tickets for celebrities, athletes, and other high-minded elitists who are traumatized by the new Trump era. The tickets will take the protesting celebrities to Tijuana, Mexico, and not Canada, a destination mentioned by many. No, I love it. We don't want to go to Mexico. Why? None of them has actually come out and said why they wouldn't want to go to Mexico. Why would you want to go to a very cold... Canada's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but why would you want to go up there with the major varies in season? Why wouldn't you go to Mexico? Beautiful weather. You know, you can lay by the beach the whole time, just like you like to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network.